You're listening to the audio production of A Serial Killer's Daughter, My Story of Love, Hope, and Overcoming by Carrie Rawson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Author note: My family and I owe a great debt of gratitude to the following organizations and the people who serve and work for the better good. There are hundreds of people who aided and assisted us over the past four decades, including the Wichita Police Department, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Sedgwick County Sheriff and the Sedgwick County Detention Facility, the Park City Police Department, the El Dorado Correctional Facility, the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office and the Sedgwick County Public Defender Office, the City and Community of Wichita, the Wichita Eagle, and Christ Lutheran Church. Any and all mistakes in the text are mine. Prologue. Stubbornness might be enough. On February 25, 2005, my father, Dennis Lynn Rader, was arrested for murder. In the weeks that followed, I learned he was the serial killer known as BTK, Bind, Torture, Kill, who had terrorized my hometown of Wichita, Kansas for three decades. As he confessed on national television to the brutal killings of eight adults and two children, I struggled to comprehend the fact that the first 26 years of my life had been a lie. My father was not the man I'd known him to be. Since his arrest, I've fought hard to come to terms with the truth about my dad. I've wrestled with shame, guilt, anger, and hatred. I've accepted the fact that I am a crime victim, dating back to the days my mom carried me in her womb. I no longer fight the past, nor try to hide it. It just is. It happened, and it's terrible. Terrible to dream about, terrible to think about, terrible to talk about. Incalculable loss, trauma, emotional abuse, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, these things leave scars. I've struggled with forgiveness, fought for understanding, tried to put the ruptured pieces of my life and my family's life back together. It's an ongoing battle. But hope, truth, and love, the things that are good and right in this world, continue to fight through the darkness and overcome the nightmares. I am a survivor who has found resilience and resistance in faith, courage, and my sure stubbornness to never give up. Carrie Rawson. Part 1. Hold on to your foundations. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46:2. Chapter 1. What doesn't kill you? Noon, Friday, February 25th, 2005, Detroit, Michigan. On the day the world dropped out on me, I woke up late. I had pulled my dark brown hair back in a loose scrunchie, and at noon I was still in my mint green fleece pajamas. They'd been a gift from my parents on Christmas morning 2 months earlier, when I was home in Kansas with my husband, Darian. This was our second winter living in Michigan, and I'd taken the day off from substitute teaching. I'd been staying home a lot because driving on snow and ice set me on edge. Friday, February 25th, 2005, had begun as just another cold day with snow on the ground and in the air. About 12:30 p.m., I glanced out our picture window to see how much snow had fallen the night before. Not that anyone could tell by late February. It was just a heap of white upon white. I noticed a maroon car, slightly rusted and beat up, parked next to the green dumpster behind our apartment building. A man sat behind the steering wheel and seemed to be glancing up at our window on the second floor. My internal alarms buzzed. Stranger danger. I wasn't expecting Darian to be home until later for lunch, if at all. As it neared 1 o'clock, I looked again. The man was still there. All right. That does it. I'm calling Darian. Hey, when are you coming home for lunch? My voice was calm enough to fool him. Not sure. Want me to bring you something? Taco Bell? Nah. I paused. I'm calling because a strange old beat-up car is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?